center field, Drew Jones. In left field, Christian Robinson. At first base, Kevin Sim. Second base, Christopher Turin. Shortstop, Jose Fernandez. At third base, Roman Cabral. The catcher, Jeremiah Boyd. Angelique starting pincher. Number 11, Lorenzo Encarnacion. And taking the pin of the kids for our national anthem. Look at that, having a good time. As they make their way and tackle all the raw players in the outfield. Make sure instead of kids over here gets by the raw high players and a bunch of children out there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this time to honor America. And for those who can rise and stand, time now for the singing of our national anthem, the United States of America. Look for the flag of the USA above the right field fence. To sing the Star Spangled Banner, welcome Lola Sullivan.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets ran clear, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
Lola Sullivan, singing our national anthem. Look at the Gators making the way off the field. They're going to run real fast. Oops. That happens occasionally. All right. Today's Play Ball Canada is thanks to Valley Sports. Valley Sports, the official fantasy and gaming partner of Minor League Baseball. Valley Sports, the heart of the fan. Lexington down to the third base side with Timber, and looks like Isabella and some friends, along with Caleb. What are the few words you have to say for us this afternoon?
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. It is the series finale this afternoon. Lorenzo Encarnacion on the mound for the Rawhide. Again, it is the season finale at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide will travel down to Rancho next week, but this is the last day of baseball here in Visalia. Rawhide yesterday shut out the Grizzlies, first time in history that the Rawhide have shut out the Grizzlies. Just the third time this season the Rawhide have shut out a team, looking to end the series with a win, which would then allow them to split the series again. It is Lorenzo Encarnacion on the mound for the Rawhide. And we are ready for first pitch. A few minutes behind schedule, 12:09 local time in Visalia. Cole Carrig, the shortstop, is batting from the left side. Encarnacion, a right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. We're ready for first pitch. And here it is. It swung on and missed for strike one. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate today is Jared Durgin. On the bases, Tim Barreras. Infield shading to the right, the 0-1. Line drive, left field side, but it hooks foul. 0-2 count. Cole Carey got the plate. Due up after him is Daniel Amaral, followed by Aiden Longwell. In the cleanup spot, Kyle Karros, followed by the designated hitter, Bryant Betancourt. Then Andy Perez, Cody Huff, Jesus Bugarin and Jake Snyder. The pitch is fouled off again, left field side. Pitch is low. 1-2. Encarnacion 0-6, a 7.41 ERA. The 1-2 misses in ball two. Catching for Encarnacion today is Jeremiah Boyd at third base, Raquelman Cabral. The shortstop, Jose Fernandez. At second, Christopher Taurin. And at first, it's Kevin Sim. The pitch is outside. Full count. In the outfield from left to right, Christian Robinson, Drew Jones, and Alvin Guzman. And the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Carrick strikes out for the first out of the inning. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. Now here's Daniel Amaral, the right fielder, batting from the right side. One away, nobody on in a scoreless ball game. Encarnacion delivers, and it's swung on and missed. Slight shift to the left in the infield. The pitch is low in the dirt. Bit of a breeze blowing out towards right now. It's a cool day here, a lot of clouds. Not really any sunlight on the playing surface per se, but it is a light day, sunny afternoon. The 1-1. Fouled off third base side. Currently 74 degrees here in Visalia. It feels a little bit warmer with the humidity. There's been some rain all over the state of California the last weekend. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back K's for Encarnacion. Both of those brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. Aiden Longwell batting from the left side. The pitch is a strike. Actually, I believe they said that Longwell went around. It was a pitch low in the dirt, so it wouldn't have been a called strike. Longwell checked his swing, but the home plate umpire, Durgin, said he did go around. The pitch is swung on. Line drive towards center. Jones comes in, now goes back, but makes the catch, able to make the adjustment for the third and final out of the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Encarnacion. Heading into the bottom of the first, you are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave debris on your car's vital engine parts. Performance. Chevron with Tecron. Result? Higher performance, lower car. Chevron with Tecron.
Businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Tecron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Tecron.
Rawhide move to the bottom half of the first inning and batting for the Lexington Rawhide at center fielder, number one, Drew Jones.
Drew Jones leads it off for the Rawhide, batting from the right side. Jake Madden on the mound for the Grizzlies. First pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Jake Madden, right-handed pitcher, starting this Sunday afternoon. Jones, the center fielder today. The pitch is inside. Two up after Jones, the designated hitter, Yansel Luis, followed by Christian Robinson. In the cleanup spot, it's Jose Fernandez, then Christopher Taurin and Kevin Sim. 1-1, low. Batting seventh for the Rawhide, Alvin Guzman, followed by the catcher, Jeremiah Boyd, and then Raquelman Cabral is batting ninth. 2-1, Madden delivers, and it's a ground ball up the middle. Short second baseman, Carrig, throws to first just in time to get Jones, and I beg your pardon, it was Andy Perez.
Bounding second to line up for the Hyde. Designated hitter, number 10, Yansel Luis.
Yansel Luis, the designated hitter, swings and misses at the first pitch. So catching for Jake Madden today is Cody Huff. At third, Kyle Karros. Shortstop, Cole Carrig. And at second is Andy Perez. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. First base, Aiden Longwell. From left to right in the outfield, Jake Snyder, Jesus Bugarin, and Daniel Amaral. O2. High and out. Infield shifting to the right, except for the third baseman, Karros. Here's the pitch. Hard ground ball, but foul first base side. Madden is 0-2 this season with an 8.44 ERA. A ball and two strikes. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Luis strikes out for the first out of the second out of the inning. And Christian Robinson, left fielder, comes to the plate.
Now batting, left fielder, number 12, Christian Robinson.
Pitch is fouled off, out of play. O-1 is low. So Madden, the last time the Rawhide faced Jake Madden, he was a member of the Inland Empire 66ers. Now with the Fresno Grizzlies, the 1-1 is swung on and missed. He was drafted by the Angels in the fourth round last year out of Northwest Florida State Junior College and then was traded to the Rockies on July 30th. The 1-2 is low and out. The crazy part was when the trade occurred, Inland Empire and Fresno were playing each other. So Jake Madden picked up his stuff and brought his gear to the other clubhouse. The pitch is outside, ball three. And it wasn't just Jake Madden, it was also Albright. The pitch, swung on and missed strike three. Robinson strikes out for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Madden. Scoreless going into the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Kyle Karros leaves it off for the Grizzlies.
Kyle Karros.
Karros batting from the right side against Lorenzo Encarnacion. The first pitch is inside, ball one. Encarnacion threw a perfect first inning with two strikeouts. And the pitch coming high and in, ball two. Grizzlies lead the series 3-2. Yesterday, the Rawhide shut them out 7-0. Looking to split the series here. The 2-0 strike on the outside corner. Those of you who are Grizzly fans listening, it's not so much about whether or not you split with the Rawhide. Of course, there's a pride with being rivals in the Central Valley. The 2-1 is swung on a very slow ground ball to the left side. Third baseman Cabral picks it up. The throw to first is dropped by Kevin Sim, the first baseman. A slow ground ball, a great throw from Cabral, and Kevin Sim stretching and just drops it. It was in his glove. They're going to give that a hit because the umpire did not indicate that it was because of the dropped ball. Usually that's what our official scorer says. If the umpire does not indicate that the first baseman was off the bag or dropped a ball, that means that he believes the runner would have beaten out the play. The pitch is swung on by Betancourt. A fly ball into center field, and Drew Jones makes the catch for the first out. So, again, to finish up that last play, our official score, usually when the first base umpire does not indicate that a first baseman is off the bag or a dropped ball, usually that means that the first base umpire believes that the runner would have beaten out the play. Usually our official scorer goes and double checks with the umpires after the game. The pitch is swung on, another slow ground ball. Third base side, Cabral and Encarnacion collide after Cabral picks up the ball and everyone is safe. That'll be another infield single for the Grizzlies. This one, Andy Perez reaching. Slow ground ball. This one a little bit easier play for Cabral, but Encarnacion came off the mound trying to get it, and then he couldn't get out of the way of Cabral. Rawhide putting themselves into some tough situations right now. One down, runners on first and second. Scoreless in the second inning as Cody Huff, the catcher, steps to the plate. Encarnacion delivers. The first pitch is a check swing foul. So two infield singles to third base. Oh, one. Misses high. I want to go back to the idea of your Fresno Grizzlies fan. Not necessarily that you care about whether or not you split a series with the Rawhide or win a series. Of course, there is the Central Valley rivalry just 40 minutes away. But really what Grizzlies fans care about is the playoffs. The pitch is inside. And right now, Fresno leads Modesto by just one game. Modesto currently has a 12-game win streak. They have to eventually lose, right? After winning 12 in a row, you eventually are going to lose. The 2-1 is fouled off, but if the Grizzlies lose today and Modesto wins today, that means they are tied for first place going into a 6-game series between the two teams at Fresno. If it's going to be an intense series either way, that would make it even more intense. Two balls, two strikes. Runners take off. The pitch is a cold strike. Three, the throw to second is in time. A strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. Both runners took off. Huff struck out looking on a breaking ball, and Boyd threw to second to get the final out of the inning. And now players are acting like that wasn't out number three. It was out number three. There was a fly out to center. I have it written here in my scorebook. I remember it perfectly. It was Betancourt. And then a strike him out and a throw him out for the final out of the inning. Rawhide get out of it, still scoreless, going into the bottom of the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-23.
And to play for the high.
Jose Fernandez leads it off for the Rawhide.
Number seven, Jose Fernandez.
Fernandez leading it off. Back on the mound is Jake Madden, who had a perfect first inning. Scoreless in the second as Fernandez takes a ball high. Madden struck out two in his first inning of work, also induced a ground ball. Fernandez, the cleanup batter today. The pitch is fouled off. So like I mentioned, the last time that the Rawhide faced Jake Madden, he was a member of the Inland Empire 66ers. The pitch is swung on, a slow ground ball, one hopper back.
Again, Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Alvin Guzman leading it off for the Rawhide. He takes a breaking ball low, ball one. Jake Madden. Back on the mound for his third inning of work. He's not allowed a base runner so far. He has struck out two batters through his two innings. 1-0. Grounded foul, third base side. So again, Madden has faced the Rawhide a few times, but not as a Grizzly, as a 66er. 1-1. Foul tipped. So last time that he faced the Rawhide was July 23rd here at Valley Strong Ballpark. He took the loss, giving up 5 runs off of 4 hits in 2 1/3 innings. 1-2, low in the dirt, 2 balls, 2 strikes. In those 2 1/3 innings, he struck out 2 while walking 3. Prior to that, on June 23rd, just a month earlier, he took the loss again. This game was at San Manuel Stadium. The pitch is fouled off by Guzman. That day, he lasted 4 innings against the Hyde. 4 runs, 3 of them earned off of 6 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. And May 26th, a month earlier, again at San Manuel Stadium, he took the loss against the Rawhide. 6 innings, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 strikeout, no free passes. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Guzman strikes out for the first out of the third. Strikeout number 3 of the day for Madden. The first time that Madden faced the Rawhide was on May 3rd here at Valley Strong Ballpark. He was not a part of the decision. Gave up 3 runs off 5 hits in 5 innings, striking out 6 and walking 3. Jeremiah Boyd bats from the right side. He takes a ball high and in. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the netting. Boyd batting 182 this year, signed as a free agent by the D-backs this season. One one. It's low, ball 2. No shift in the infield, a slight shift to the right in the outfield. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball up the middle, hits off the pitcher's mound. A nice hop for Perez, the second baseman, the throw to first in time to retire Boyd. 2 away as Coleman Cabral, the number 9 batter, comes to the plate.
Third base one. Number 16, Coleman Cabral.
Cabral, the switch hitter, will bat from the left against the right-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 1. So we've talked about how the Nuts and the Grizzlies right now playing for first place in the second half of the Northern Division. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike 2. Madden just joined the Grizzlies a month ago. But he has a cousin on the team for the Modesto Nuts. It's Michael Morales. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike 3. Cabral strikes out on 3 pitches to end the inning. Madden's been perfect through 3. The Grizzlies lead 1-0 heading into the fourth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind.
Encarnacion back on the mound. First pitch swinging is long. Well, Fernandez backhands it, drops it, picks it up, and throws to first. It's not in time.
Now bounding, third baseman, number 33.
So Longwell reaches. They have not indicated hit or error. I'm going to assume it's a hit. Fernandez did have to range to his backhand. Still have not put it up yet, and there's the hit. So fourth hit of the day for the Grizzlies. Longwell reaches on an infield single. And now Calcaro's bats from the right side. He fouls off the first pitch. Of the four hits, three infield singles. That one, a harder hit ground ball. But the big hard hit was by Cole Carrig, the shortstop. A home run over the right field wall. That's why it's a 1-0 ball game in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch swung on, ground ball through into left field. Back-to-back singles for the Grizzlies. Puts runners on first and second. Here's Bryant Betancourt. He'll bat from the left side. He flied out to center in his first at-bat.
Designated hitter, Bryant Betancourt.
Encarnacion delivers, and there's a strike on the outside corner. Encarnacion did pitch in one game last year for the Rawhide in relief. He joined us in the last week of season. Threw 2 1/3 innings, giving up a run off two hits. One of those hits was a home run and struck out three. The pitch to Betancourt misses in. He did not join the Rawhide for opening day, but he came here right before June. May 31st was his first game with the Rawhide this year. This is his 14th start of the season. 1-1. Well hit ball towards left center field. Left fielder Robinson goes back, and he makes the catch on the line, robbing Betancourt of a hit. Off the bat, I thought that was definitely going to find some grass instead. Robinson on the run makes the catch. One away. Runners on first and second still as Andy Perez steps to the plate. So far this inning, Encarnacion has pitched 55 innings for the Rawhide this season. Here's the pitch to Perez. Swung on, lined foul, first base side. So again, in his 13 starts for the Rawhide, he's thrown 55 innings of work, striking out 48 and walking 27. One misses high. Opponents are batting 269 against Encarnacion this year. Last time that he pitched, he took the loss at Inland. He was unable to get out of the first inning last week. 1-1, breaking ball that's high. He gave up 6 runs off of 7 hits. Did not walk anyone, but he did strike out a batter. He only threw 29 pitches that day. Popped up, third base side. Cabral comes in towards foul territory. Now straddles the foul line and makes the catch. Two away. Cody Huff comes to the plate. He struck out looking in his first at bat.
The catcher, Andy. Cody Huff.
The runner on second, Longwell on first, Karros. The pitch is a little outside, ball one. This is the first time that Encarnacion is facing Fresno. Only the second time the two teams facing off this year. And we went to Fresno in mid-May. The pitch is swung on and missed. And Encarnacion did not join the team until May 31st. So missed the Fresno series. One ball, one strike, two away. The pitch, low in the dirt, stopped by Boyd. Longwell stays at second. Grizzlies lead 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. 5 hits so far today. 2-1. Fly ball deep left field towards the foul line. Robinson gives chase. He leaps up. Can't make the play. It's over the wall. A 3-run blast for Cody Huff off the bat. You were hoping maybe it would go foul just to the right of the foul pole. Robinson leapt up thinking maybe it would stay in the yard, but just barely cleared the wall to the right of the foul pole. 2 home runs today for the Grizzlies. It is now a 4-0 ball game in the top of the fourth inning. Jesus Bouguerin bats from the right side. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. And he swings and fouls off that one. Count is 0-2. Here's the pitch. Popped up over our press box. Still an 0-2 count. Encarnacion delivers, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Bouguerin strikes out for the second time today. Another strikeout brought to you by the Middle Pizzeria. Another home run for the Grizzlies makes it a 4-0 ball game as we go into the bottom of the fourth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
You in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bally's Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Well, good news for the Rawhide. Jake Madden no longer in the ball game. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner to Drew Jones. It is Sergio Sanchez on the mound for the Grizzlies, and the pitch is low in the dirt, ball one. The reason why I say it's good news, Madden threw three perfect innings. The Rawhide, all zeros on the board, no hits, no runs, no errors, which is a good thing, but no base runners either today. The 1-1 to Jones is swung on and missed strike two. A ball and two strikes as the wind picks up, blowing out towards right. The pitch, hard hit ball to the second baseman. Perez gobbles it up by second, throws to first. One down, nobody on for the designated hitter, Yonsel Luis. He struck out swinging in his last at-bat. First pitch is outside. So again, Madden, three hitless and scoreless innings, no walks. And he struck out four through his three innings. Sanchez, the right-handed pitcher, delivers. Luis pops it up out of play. Sanchez, right-handed pitcher, originally from the Dominican Republic. Signed as international free agent in 2018. The pitch is fouled off. He turned 22 in January this year, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. Here's the 1-2. Low in the dirt. Sanchez 2-1 this year, a 3.07 ERA. And the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Carrig is there. The throw to first, just in time to get Luis a bang-bang play, but Luis retired. Two away. Nobody on for Christian Robinson. Robinson struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Sanchez in his 36th appearance out of the bullpen. He has thrown 56 innings for the Grizzlies, striking out 67, walking 31. Here's the pitch. It's low, ball one. Opponents are batting 208 against Sanchez this year. One oh. Ground ball to the second baseman. Perez is there. A throw to first. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for the Grizzlies pitching staff. Grizzlies lead 4-0 as we go into the fifth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
The same full-service property management and professional real estate company, serving Long City and the surrounding areas and Tulare Kings companies. Equity Group brings you the Equity Group Saloon, and the Equity Group Saloon today would like to welcome our season ticket holders. Welcome, Rawhide family. Coors Light Lookout is thanks to our friends. And Coors Light, made to chill. Enjoy the game of the Coors Light Lookout is Larry Fitzburn and Brent in the Penguins fan dugout. We'd like to welcome Daniel Dixon and Brent in the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. We'd like to welcome the Balance Comfort. Thank you, the Balance Comfort, for your partnership and support of the season. And over at the Budweiser Red Zone, we'd like to welcome Josh Lazo and Brent. Josh is celebrating a birthday with us here this afternoon. Happy birthday, Josh. These groups and all fans in attendance today, final game of the season, welcome to Raw Valley Strong Ballpark.
4-0 ball game in the top of the fifth. The Grizzlies lead. Two home runs for the Grizzlies make it a 4-0 ball game. Four runs off six hits. Jake Snyder bats on the left side. He takes the ball low and in. Encarnacion on the mound for his fifth inning of work. The pitch inside and low, ball two. Low and in. But they're going to say that it hit Snyder on his back foot. So Snyder takes first. He was hit by a pitch.
Now Bentley, shortstop, Cole Carrig.
Leadoff man is on as Cole Carrig steps to the plate. Carrig hit the home run in the third inning to make it a 1-0 ball game. Then Cody Huff, the catcher. A 3-run blast that made it 4-0. That's the score here in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Squaring to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball high. Infield at double play depth, shifting slightly to the right. Third baseman Cabral is in case Carrick bunts. He swings at the pitch. It is a line drive fair down the right field side. Rolls all the way into the corner. Guzman picking it up now. Snyder being waved around third. Here's the throw. Taurine throwing home, and it is not in time. Carrig cruises into third. His fourth triple of the season makes it a 5-0 ball game. Daniel Amaral now bats from the right, except it's actually going to be E.J. Andrews Jr. E.J. Andrews Jr. pinch hitting for Amaral. But first, Tyler Mark's going to have a conversation with Encarnacion on the mound. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Looks to be some movement in the pen for the Rawhide. Looks like a lefty. Looks like Philip Abner.
Pitch hit for the Grace Lakes number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr.
E.J. Andrews Jr. at the plate. Runner on third is Carrig. The pitch is a strike at the letters. Infield in. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball up the middle, through into center field. A base hit for Andrews Jr. With the infield in, no chance of the middle infielders getting that one. Encarnacion thought about leaping up and trying to barehand it. Unable to make the play or get a glove or hand on it. Another run scores, 6-0.
Aiden Longwild.
Aiden Longwall at the plate. Pickoff attempt at first. Andrews Jr. back standing up. Here's the pitch. It swung on and fouled off. O-1 count. Still nobody out. Here's the pitch. It's outside. And the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball, snagged by the first baseman. Sim throws to second for one. On to first, Encarnacion at first base to receive the throw for a double play. 3-6-1 double play. Steve Solis, the manager for the Grizzlies, is going to come out and have a conversation with Tim Barreras. He thinks Encarnacion was not on the bag, and I think he's asking if he can appeal to Jared Durgin, but it seems like Barreras is not going to. They continue to have a conversation. Two down. Nobody on for Kyle Karros. Base is now clear for Encarnacion. You can see right there, it looks like Encarnacion definitely did have his foot on the bag. There's a strike on the outside corner. 1-1 count. And the pitch is outside. Have the replay here one more time for you. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Cold, strike three on the inside corner. Karros strikes out looking to end the inning. Another two-run score for the Grizzlies. 6-0 ball game halfway through this one. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Jose Fernandez leads it off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the fifth inning. Sergio Sanchez is back on the mound, and the pitch misses low. The pitch is high and in. 1-1 count. Fernandez grounds it out to the pitcher in his first at-bat. The pitch is popped up in the infield. The pitcher Sanchez gives chase, but the catcher Huff, no, the first baseman Longwell, makes the catch. About 40 feet down the first base line from home plate. One away.
Second base line. Christopher Torrine.
Christopher Torrine bats from the right, one away, nobody on. 6-0 ball game. There's a strike on the outside corner. Grizzlies lead. Rawhide have yet to have a base runner today. 0-1. Check swing. Swinging bunt. Huff picks it up. The throw to first is in time. Check swing. Went fair. 5-10 feet in front of home plate. Huff able to pop up to make the play. Two away, nobody on.
Now batting first base with number 32, Kevin Sim.
Pitch from Sim is inside. Sim grounds it out to third in his first at bat. One oh. Swung on and missed. Sanchez steps and delivers. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Sanchez delivers. Ground ball, third base side. Karros fields it, sets his feet. Another 1-2-3 inning of work. We are through five at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies lead 6-0. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Sixth inning. Designated hitter Brian Betancourt.
Brian Betancourt bats from the left side. He's facing the new pitcher, Philip Abner. The southpaw delivers a strike on the inside corner. The one misses low and out. 6-0 ball game in the top of the sixth. The Grizzlies lead. Southpaw glove at the belt, and the pitch is fouled off. So Abner in relief for Encarnacion, who is in line for the loss. Encarnacion through five innings for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed for strike three. It was in the dirt, so Boyd steps up and throws to first to complete the strikeout. One away. And the strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust we trust. Abner picks up his first professional strikeout. Pitch misses low. Ball one. Andy Perez batting from the left side. He has singled and popped out to third today. Abnerna's second appearance for the Rawhide as the pitch is in. He threw a scoreless and hitless inning against the Grizzlies this series. Did give up a walk. And again here, earlier in the inning, his first career strikeout. 2-0. Swung on and missed. It was in the dirt. Final pitching line for Lorenzo Encarnacion. 5 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs. Did not walk anyone. He did strike out 7. Abner Southpaw, 6'1", 230 pounds. Turned 21 this year, originally from North Carolina. Went to school at the University of Florida. Was drafted this year by the D-backs in the 6th round. 2-1. Foul tipped. Spent some time in Arizona. Did not pitch in a game in the Complex League, though. His professional debut was made earlier this week. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Southpaw sets left versus left matchup. Here's the pitch from Abner. It's low in the dirt, ball 3. And Boyd thought maybe Perez went around on the pitch. He checked his swing, but umpire on the bases, Tim Brera, says he did not go. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three, two is swung on a high fly ball into shallow right center field. Jones comes in and makes the catch for the second out of the inning.
The batter, catcher, Cody Hoff.
Cody Hoff bats from the right side. 2 down, nobody on. Pitch from Abner, misses high, ball 1. One oh, high, ball 2. Huff had the 3-run blast in the 4th inning. That made it a 4-0 ball game. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Right now it's 6-0 with the Grizzlies leading in the top of the 6th. An hour and 10 minutes into this ball game, top of the 6th inning. The 2-1, swing and a miss, strike 2. Two balls, 2 strikes. The pitch is popped up into shallow right field. Guzman comes in, and he has it for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of relief for Abner, and he picks up his first professional strikeout. Going into the bottom of the 6th, Rawhide Trail 6-0. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Alvin Guzman at the plate. He takes the ball outside from Sergio Sanchez, who's in his third inning of work. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies lead 6-0. Rawhide have not had a base runner yet. The pitch misses low. There's a strike. The pitch is high. Hitter's count for Guzman, 3 balls and a strike. Guzman had 2 hits yesterday, one of them a home run, and the pitch. There's a strike on the high inside corner. Full count now. Sanchez in his 5th professional season with the Rockies. 2nd straight season with Fresno. He did spend some time on the development list in May. Payoff pitch is high and in. Actually, the 11 days that he was on the development list in May were the days that the Rawhide faced the Grizzlies in Fresno. So this series, the first time he is facing the Rawhide. Alvin Guzman trots down to first base after drawing a walk. He is now the first base runner of the day for the Rawhide. The perfect game is now gone. Rawhide trying to break up the no-hitter now. Guzman is fast. I wouldn't be surprised if he takes off at some point in this at-bat. The pitch to Boyd is a strike. Nobody out, runner on first. Boyd grounds it out to second in his first at-bat. O-1. Tries to check his swing. Low in the dirt. They appeal down. They say he did not go. Sanchez, he sets, glove at the belt. Guzman a large lead at first. Guzman, the most stolen bases on the team. The pitch is low, gets by the catcher, Huff, and Guzman takes off on contact with the dirt. He's at second safely, no throw. A pitch in the dirt. Huff blocked it, but then it went off towards the third base side. It moves Guzman into scoring position. Two, one count. Here's the pitch. Popped up out of play behind home plate, behind our grandstands.
Broken windows, 747-2000, Vision Glassworks.
Boyd calls for time. 2 balls, 2 strikes, a runner in scoring position. Rawhide were shut out earlier this series. The pitch swung on, a high fly ball, first base side foul territory. Longwell gives chase, but he runs out of room.
Chance of 46 prize ball ticket. The balance cover team store to get a free sandwich coupon. you get to keep the baseball.
Rawhide were shut out by the Grizzlies just two nights ago. Line towards left center field. It lands for a base hit. Guzman scores. Boyd standing on first with the first hit of the day. It drives in a run. 6-1 ball game. The no-hitter broken up. And the Rawhide prevent the shutout. 6-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Raquelman Cabral will look to keep things going. He's batting from the left side against the right-handed pitcher. The pitch is swung on and missed. The pitch. Inside, gets by the catcher Huff, and Boyd advances to second. Wild pitch by Sanchez. Now a runner in scoring position for Cabral. In order for Boyd to score, it'll need to be hit down the line or in the gap to the wall. One down. The pitch is fouled off. The pitch is swung on, lined into shallow left field. It lands for a base hit. Boyd advances to third. And Cabral reaches first. Runners are on the corners. Nobody out. Drew Jones will be at the plate batting from the right side, but first, the pitching coach Mark Brewer comes out to have a conversation. Some people start to move around in the Grizzlies bullpen, but no one up and throwing just yet.
Happy birthday, Maverick. Enjoy your day. Now batting.
Runners on the corners. Nobody out. And Drew Jones at the plate. 6-1 ball game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Strike on the inside corner. The pitch is swung on, line towards right field. Andrews comes in. It lands in front of him for a base hit. Boyd scores. A 6-2 ball game. Cabral advances to second. Runners on first and second. Still nobody out as the designated hitter, Yansel Luis, comes to the plate. Luis 0-for-2 today. He has struck out and also grounded out to short. Both base runners are fast, so is the batter, Luis. The pitch fouled off out of play. Sanchez nearing 40 pitches. Here's the 40th pitch of the day. It's outside. One. Fly ball, right field. Right fielder Andrews watches it. A 3-run blast for Yansel Luis. His fourth home run of the season makes it a one-run game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cabral scores, Jones scores, and here comes Luis. 6-5 ball game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rawhide had not had a base runner until this inning. A walk, three consecutive singles, and a home run makes it 6-5. Still nobody out, and Christian Robinson bats from the right side. Pitch from Sanchez, a little low and out, ball one. One oh, low and outside. Pitch to Robinson, a breaking ball that he swings and misses at. Wind picking up, blowing out towards right. And the pitch, low. Robinson today has struck out and also grounds it out to second. There's a strike. These five runs that Sanchez has given up in this inning is a new season high for him. The pitch is low in the dirt, ball four. They appeal down to first base to make sure Robinson did not go, and it's confirmed he held up. Another walk given up by Sanchez. Runner on first, nobody out, and that is going to be the day for Sanchez as Steve Solis goes to the bullpen. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs, when we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. It's a southpaw, and he'll inherit Christian Robinson on first with nobody out in a one-run game in the bottom of the sixth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
First pitch to Jose Fernandez, a strike at the knees, 0-1 count. 6-5 ball game. Fresno leads in the bottom of the sixth. Rawhide have a runner on first. It's Christian Robinson. The pitch misses outside. Southpaw Carson Skipper in relief for Sergio Sanchez. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pickoff attempt at first. Robinson back safely, standing up. Robinson, 17 stolen bases this season for the Rawhide. He's only been caught once. The Rawhide, up until this inning, had not had a base runner. The pitch to Fernandez is fouled off on the right side. They were trailing 6-0, and then here with nobody out, four hits, two walks, five runs. The pitch is swung on and missed. It was in the dirt for strike three. Hernandez strikes out for the first down of the inning. Robinson stays at first, and now Christopher Taurine comes to the plate. Can't give you the final pitching line on Sanchez. He's still responsible for Robinson, the runner on first. Taurine has grounded out twice today. Robinson takes off. The pitch is low. The throw to second is not in time. In fact, Perez wasn't even near second base covering. He ended up catching the ball behind second base. Runner in scoring position. Robinson represents the tying run. One down. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner. Skipper originally from Birmingham, Alabama, drafted in the 11th round last year by the Rockies. The pitch is inside. He's 24 years old. 6'2". 211-pound lefty. Two balls and a strike, one away. The pitch. Low. Ball three. Hitters count for Taurine. Taurine batting .242 this season. The pitch. Low and inside. Ball four. Taurine draws a one-out walk, puts runners on first and second. With one away, and Kevin Sims steps to the plate.
First base one, Kevin Sims.
Sim batting from the right side. Runners take off. The pitch is high. The throw to third is dropped by the third baseman, Karros. Did they just call him out? The throw was inside, a little bit too far to the right. Karros made a diving play, had the ball, tagged Robinson, but as he made contact with the ground, he dropped the ball. I mean, the ball came flying out of his glove. D. Gardner having a conversation with Tim Barreras. I'm going to be honest, I didn't even see him call out. I saw the ball fly out of the glove of Karros and hit the ground, and then I saw D. get mad. Wow, Robinson is called out. JT, if we have time, I want to look at it again, maybe in between another pitch. Two down, runner in scoring position is Taurine. If you look at where the ball flew out, weird, I don't know, physics. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. It's so hard to tell. Looked like he probably got the tag there, and then he hit the ground, and the ball came flying out of his glove. 2-1 count. I know college football has started. I know NFL's coming up. Do we have to talk about a catch or not? Are we going back to the NFL? The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 2-2. You know, did he have possession of the ball? Did he make a football move? Did he make a baseball move? I don't know. Two balls, two strikes. That's a tough play. I mean, I don't want to have that job to make that type of play, but again, the ball did come out of his glove. The pitch is swung on and missed by Sim. Strike three. The Rawhide strand a runner in scoring position. And it's still 6-5 as we go into the seventh. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Don't be shy on the Kiss Cam.
Abner is back on the mound for the Grizzlies. For the Rawhide. The Grizzlies lead 6-5. Was just texting our official score about the play at third, so I beg your pardon. It is Abner on the mound. He plays for the Rawhide. He's on the mound for the Rawhide. The pitch misses outside ball one. Jesus Bugarin batting from the right side. It's a 6-5 ball game. Top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies lead by one. The pitch fouled off out of play right side. So the Rawhide had a fantastic sixth inning. The wind's taken out of their sails just a little bit from that caught stealing at third. Want to go through that play, just talk about it one more time, but I will after explaining to you what just happened in the bottom of the sixth for the Rawhide. A fantastic inning as the pitch is popped up to the second baseman, Taurine. He makes the catch on the infield dirt. Rawhide sent nine batters to the plate up until the sixth inning. They had not had a base runner, a walk, three consecutive singles, three-run homer. Made it a 6-5 ball game, five runs scored on four hits. Rawhide had one down, runners on first and second, a double steal attempt. Robinson called out at third. Snyder now batting from the left side. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball. We've already talked about, you know, did he have possession of the ball? It's like the NFL. Did he make a football move? Did he make a baseball move having the ball in his glove? But the one part that our official scorer texted me about is the umpire, Tim Barreras, made the safe call before he saw the ball come out of his glove. Here's the 1-0. It's inside strike one. So, again, I didn't see Tim Barreras make the safe call, because I was looking at the ball coming out of the glove, immediately look at the umpire. He doesn't make a call, and D's already in his face saying, how can you make that call? The pitch is a strike at the letters, and one of the reasons is because he made the call before he saw the ball out of the glove of Karros. Now, I'm not saying the call was incorrect, because he had the ball, he made the tag, but then the ball came out of the glove, but I'm sure one of the issues that D has is how can you make that call and then you see the ball come out of your glove and you stick with that call. The pitch misses, low ball two. Two balls, two strikes. That's going to be, if the Rawhide end up losing by one, this score stays the same. That's going to be the play of the game. And unfortunately, it wasn't a play that a player made. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Snyder strikes out for the second out of the inning. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. So again, it was a fantastic play by Karros. He made a really nice dive, tagging Robinson. At least it looked like he tabbed Robinson. But the thing is, the play was decided by the umpire. And from talking to people in the press box and our official scorer, I promise you, he is not a homer at all, as the pitch is high to Carrig. He says that he believes that the umpire missed the call because of the ball flying out of his glove, and our official scorer has been around baseball longer than I've been alive, as the pitch misses high ball too, so I trust his opinion, frankly, more than I trust mine. So if you're a baseball fan, you hope that this does not end up being the final score. Not so much that you might hope the Rawhide win. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. But you hope that that's not the final play that means something. You hope that either the Rawhide do come back and score, or if you're a Grizzlies fan, you hope that the Grizzlies score one more run to kind of just prove a point. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed strike two. Or at least that's how I tend to feel just as a baseball fan. When it's a big controversial play like that, you don't want that to be the final score. You want there to be no bad blood afterwards of, oh man, if he got that call right, if he made a different call, it'd be a totally different ball game. Well, the Grizzlies come out and score four runs to finish off this game. That play doesn't matter. If the Rawhide come back and score four runs themselves, that call does not matter. The pitch is swung on and missed. Four, strike three. Carrick strikes out to end the inning. A big 1-2-3 inning of work for Abner. We are heading into the bottom of the seventh. It is stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. 6-5 ball game. The Grizzlies lead. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Alvin Guzman leads it off in the seventh inning. He led it off in the sixth to draw a walk. The pitch misses outside. Ended up scoring the first run of the game for the Rawhide and started off a five-run inning for the Hide. 6-5 ball game. Grizzlies lead. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. 1-1. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. New pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies is Cade Denton. Right-handed pitcher in relief for Carson Skipper. He's the fourth pitcher of the day for the Grizzlies. The pitch is a cold strike three on the inside corner. Breaking ball from Denton for strike three. One down. Nobody on for Jeremiah Boyd. He singled into center field in his first at bat. The pitch is outside. Ball one. Boyd is 1-for-2 today. And the pitch is high and in. The pitch is high, ball three. Denton, just his second appearance for the Grizzlies. He delivers a strike, now 3-1 count. Through two scoreless innings, giving up one hit, no walks, and he struck out two. The pitch is swung on, a slow ground ball to the shortstop. Carrick throws to first. It was in the dirt, but picked out in time to retire Boyd, two away.
Third baseman, Raquelman Cabral.
Raquelman Cabral, that's from the left side against the right-handed pitcher. Bottom of the seventh inning, Rawhide trail 6-5. Here's the pitch. Swung on to Hopper to the first baseman. Longwell backs up on it. He will tag first himself. A 1-2-3 inning of relief for Denton. 6-5 ball game. As we go into the eighth inning, you are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-23.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Now, Bentley number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr.
E.J. Andrews Jr. swings and misses at the first pitch from Junior Cerda. He is the new pitcher on the mound in relief for Philip Abner. Call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. 0-2 count now. And the pitch fouled off in front of the plate. O-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Andrews Jr. strikes out swinging for the first out of the eighth.
First base one, Aiden Longwell.
Aiden Longwell bats from the left. That strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust, we trust. Top of the eighth inning, 6-5 ball game. Here's the pitch. It is a strike on the outside corner. Longwell today has singled, grounded into a double play, and he has lined out to center field. And a pitch clock violation on the pitcher, Cerda. Makes it a 1-1 count. One-one, misses outside. The pitch is fouled off. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Well, we already have a final score in the Cal League. The pitch is swung on, lined into left center field for a base hit. Longwell has his second hit of the day. And if you're a Grizzlies fan, you're not going to be happy with this final score. Modesto takes down Inland Empire 8-4 through 10 innings. Crazy game. Modesto led early 1-0 in the second. Inland tied it up 1-1. They went into extras tied at 1. Inland scored 3 runs in the 10th inning, thinking they're going to win it, but then the Nuts scored 7 runs in the 10th to walk it off. Pitch misses low, ball 1. Another score in the Cal League. Lake Elsinore is tied up with San Jose 1-1 in the 3rd. Rancho does not play Stockton until 6 o'clock tonight. The pitch is a strike. At the knees to Kyle Caro, sees the third baseman that made the diving play on a caught stealing, a ruled caught stealing, to be able to tag out Christian Robinson. Here's the 1-1. It comes inside, ball 2. And he made a nice play. He dove. He made the tag. He just did not maintain possession of the ball. And the more I'm thinking about it, the more angry I'm getting, because there isn't a transfer on that play. It's not like you're turning 2 where you drop the ball trying to get it out of your glove. The pitch comes in and misses ball 3. He's just trying to hold on to the ball as he hits the ground, and he does not hold on to the ball, which means he did not maintain possession, which means Christian Robinson should not have been caught stealing. And I digress. 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Here's the pitch. It's outside, ball 4. I do, however, want to say I do not want to take away from how athletic Caros was on that play. He has been one of my favorite third basemen to watch this season. I know I've only seen him for a week now, but he has been a lot of fun to watch at third, and he did make a fantastic play to be able to make that catch and lay a tag down. Just unfortunately did not keep the ball in his glove. Fortunately for him and the Grizzlies, though, it was still called an out. All right, I digress. I'm not going to talk about that play anymore. We're trying to end the regular season on a happy note here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We don't need the negativity, Jill. 1 down. Runners are on first and second. On second is Longwell. On first is Caros. Good vibes only, JT. Good vibes only. Brian Betancourt is batting from the left side. Sun coming out now at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's been in and out because of the clouds. Cerda, right-handed pitcher. He checks the runner on second, now delivers. This is a pitch out the outside part of the strike zone. Count is 0-1. Cerda 2-0 this year. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Betancourt calls for time, doesn't like that call. He was leaning out of the way, trying not to get hit. Oh, 2. The pitch. It is outside. Ball 1. Cerda, 2-0 with a 4.24 ERA. This is his 8th appearance, 6th time out of the bullpen. He's thrown 17 innings, striking out 22 and walking 4. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. Here's the pitch. Hard ground ball through into right field. They're sending Longwell. Right fielder Guzman gets it in quickly, and Longwell actually goes back to third. A really strong throw from Guzman holds Longwell. The bases are loaded with one out as Andy Perez comes to the plate. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, comes out to have a conversation with Cerda.
John Chang, full service real estate team, finally serving the Central Valley and Central Coastal Heights.
Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. Opponents batting 296 against Cerda this season. Bases are loaded. Perez batting from the left side. Cerda sets and delivers. Swings and misses at the first pitch. The Grizzlies lead 6-5 in the top of the eighth inning. On third, Longwell, second, Karros, and on first, Betancourt. O-1. Popped up. Third base side as Cabral gives chase, but it is out of play. No balls, two strikes. Pitch to Cerda. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cerda strikes out Perez, a big strikeout for Junior Cerda. Not out of it yet, still bases full, two outs, and Cody Huff, who hit a three-run blast back in the fourth inning, he comes to the plate. Still on third, Longwell, second, Karros, and on first, Betancourt. Cerda delivers, and it's low ball one. Long hold by Cerda, 1-0. Outside ball two. Cerda behind in the count, 2-0. Wind blowing to right. He kicks. Well hit ball towards left field. Robinson's going back. He's watching it go. It's off the wall. One run will score. Here comes Karros. They're holding Betancourt at third. Two runs score for the Grizzlies. 8-5 in the top of the eighth inning. Jesus Bouguerin will now bat from the right side. That was the 11th hit of the day for the Grizzlies. Huff standing on second with a two RBI double. On third is Betancourt, two away. Pitch to Bouguerin is outside ball one. And the pitch. Outside again, a breaking ball from Cerda. Infield is back, shading slightly to the left. 2-0. Popped up out of play behind home plate, behind our grandstands. Nearing the two-hour mark here in the eighth inning. Two runs have scored in the inning for the Grizzlies so far. They still have two runners in scoring position. 2-1 count. Two away. Cerda kicks. Breaking ball, but it's lined very foul. Two-two count, two away. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball three. Bugarin 0 for 3 today, two strikeouts and a pop out. Full count, two away, two runners in scoring position. Payoff pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Bugarin goes down looking to end the inning. But two runs do score for the Grizzlies. They extend their lead. It is an 8-5 ball game. With the Grizzlies on top, we're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5-23.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Drew Jones swings the first pitch, a ground ball fair down the right field side. Gets by the first baseman Longwell, goes all the way into the corner. Drew Jones diving head first into second. A lead off a double for the center fielder. Yansel Luis, the designated hitter, now bats from the left side. First pitch swinging was Drew Jones.
Designated hitter, Yansel Luis.
And he's facing the new pitcher, Davis Palermo. Pitch to Luis is a strike on the outside corner. Palermo in relief for Cade Denton. Fifth pitcher of the day for the Grizzlies. Bottom of the eighth, they lead by three. Pitch misses low. Ball one. One, one. Swung on and missed. Strike two was low in the dirt. Take a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. Vancouver leads Hillsboro 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Amarillo currently leading Midland 17-7. The pitch is swung on, a hard ground ball to the second baseman. Perez ranges, throws to first, and Luis is retired. Jones does advance to third. And Christian Robinson will bat from the right side. So again, Amarillo leads Midland 17-7 in the top of the ninth inning. And Reno will host El Paso at 6:05 in just about 4 hours. Runner on third is Jones. Infield is back. The pitch to Robinson is high and in. Ball one. One oh. Called strike on the inside corner. The Diamondbacks, the big league team, currently trails the Baltimore Orioles 4-2 in the third inning. 1-1. Hard ground ball to the shortstop. Carrig throws to first for the second out of the inning. Drew Jones does score, and it's a two-run game. 8-6 ball game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two away. Nobody on for Jose Fernandez. Gustavo Del Pozo warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Fernandez is 0 for 3 today. Palermo, the right-handed pitcher, sets and delivers. It's swung on, a ground ball fair down the third base side. Carlos has it behind third base, and the throw to first is in time to retire Fernandez. The Rawhide do pick up another run. 8-6 ball game as we go into the ninth inning. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.